Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your listener-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices.
Wow, you didn't even stutter on witchy. You just went right through it. I'm so proud of you.
I'm not like other girls, Maria.
No. If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer us not to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. Now, if typing out an entire thing is just not your jam, we do have a voicemail service where you can call us and leave your story there. And there is a 3-minute cutoff point. So if you don't finish your story, just give us a call back. We'll put it together. No big deal. That number is 351-207-0799. And we are actually going to be listening to them today. But first, we do have a class this month at the end of the month, and that's going to be from Caitlin Barone. It's going to be Art as an Offering. Very excited about that. And that's going to be on July 31st at 6 p.m. EST. So we hope to see you there. If you want to buy the class just like one off, you can do that the day of the class on Patreon. Just join Patreon. I mean, we have such a backlog of classes anyway. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So many. Yeah. And next month, we should in theory have two classes, because I'm going to do the one that we missed last month because I was sick. And then we will have a guest one.
With the plague.
You can still a little bit hear it in my voice. That's the most sick I've been in years, but I don't want to get into that.
Oh, no.
So you have a story you want to tell us? Two stories, actually, before we start listening to voicemails. So talk to me, baby. What's going on?
Okay. So I don't know. I think this happened 3 weeks ago. I don't know. Time is finicky. But So during the day, I kept pulling cards that were talking about like dreams and nighttime. And I was like, that's weird. And like the high priestess and stuff. Oh, no, strange. So I was like, maybe I'm going to get a visitation like during my dreams again. Like, I'll keep an eye out for it. But that night, so I was awoken. And I look across, like, we just rearranged our bedroom. And from my side of the bed now, there I can see our satellite chair. And I looked over, and there was a woman sitting in it. And she was, like, glowing green. But I could tell she had brunette hair. And her jaw was kind of, like, unhinged a little bit. I don't know. It was very weird. She wasn't, like, screaming or anything like my ginger boy story. But it was very weird, and it's enough that I like sat up and I said something, and Scarlett turned over and was like, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing, go back to bed, dear. And after I told her, I looked back, and then the woman was gone. But that was my nightly visitation. And it was very weird because I did like readings on it and stuff like that. And it definitely was just a visitor, someone who was just like passing through. And I was like, well, why did you guys drop all those cards on me? It was very weird. But okay. So the story that you're going to yell at me about.
I'm already annoyed.
Last week for my wife's birthday, she requested that we go and stay in the mountains for like a few days. And we got a cabin. The cabin was so cute. So cute. Like, there's no TV. There was a clawfoot tub, and you're surrounded by nature. It felt very isolated, though there were neighbors nearby. And it was just, chef's kiss, like the most amazing place to stay. We each like finished a book each, and it was just really cozy. Now there's a lot of windows in this cabin, a lot, you know, to let in that like the woods, so you can see them in the morning. Like, the bed literally faces like just a wall of windows. And I don't know if you guys have heard this, but like in Appalachia, you've got to like cover, they say to cover the windows at night. Mm-hmm. And I trust enough of my own abilities and stuff to be like, okay, I want to wake up to seeing like the forest. I want to wake up to seeing, you know, like the sun coming through, because the sun actually rises.
Hold on. So before you continue here, let me just make sure I'm hearing you correctly. I'm processing. I just want to make sure I'm processing what you're saying correctly.
Yeah.
So hundreds of years of people have said, cover your windows at night, and you went, I know better than you.
I didn't know. No, I didn't say I know better. I know.
I just want to make sure I'm hearing that correctly. Anyway, continue. Well,
think about the cabins that don't even have window coverings, first off.
Those don't exist. Anyway.
But anyways.
What cabins don't have window coverings? Okay.
The big pan, you know, the big panes where it's like the triangle houses, like those are everywhere around there. Like where it's just like a sheet of windows. You know what I'm talking about, right?
But also, like, are you sleeping in there at that time?
I don't know.
You're not. That's crazy. You sound insane. Anyway, do continue.
Okay. But Scarlett was not jazzed about this, obviously.
Obviously.
But I was like, you know, just my story of like, if I become a spirit in the woods, like, so be it. I'm fine with it. That's okay.
Yeah.
But anyway. Sure. So we lay down to go to bed and we are sleeping. I have this dream of like, I never dream of places where I'm at. My brain always goes to like different places and different locations, but I dreamt of the cabin and I kept dreaming that something kept coming up to the windows and like pressing against the windows. And it felt very forest spirit and like, as I said, pressing up against the windows, its face, and it kind of like grew to multiple creatures pressing up the windows, and I could feel them trying to get in. And so in my dream, I'm like doing all this like witchcraft to like keep them out, like calling like a circle and putting salt at the four corners. And yeah, in the dream, Scarlet's like freaking out, and for some reason my witching's there also freaking out. But anyways, I wake up and I just kind of like digesting my dream a little bit. I'm not scared or anything. And I probably am thinking about the dream for like 5 minutes, but I look over like at the windows and nothing's at the windows. But the one curtain that we did close was by the porch because Scarlett refused to like keep those open, which was fine. But she closed those and I saw the curtain move. Like completely lit in the porch light because we left on the porch light and moved back. So once again, I got up like, because Scarlett said I got up like Dracula, you know, like my whole body like did the whole like 90 degree angle thing. And I said something and once again, she turned around and was like, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing, go back to bed. And
I honestly don't know what we are supposed to do with you. It's like you're on a mission to scare me and I don't love it.
But then Scarlett in the morning, she wakes up and she was like, so last night I like at the window that was open next to the curtains that were closed, she said that she kept seeing a face pressed up against the window and that's what I was dreaming about. The same window, the first window that I saw the spirit press up against. And so wait, that night I did go and I salted the four corners of the cabin, and then I also like called the elements for the, like their protection and stuff, and we did close the windows for the rest of the time for Scarlett's sake, and nothing happened. It was completely fine. And I did do an offering to the woods too. So, and we cleaned up, like, I guess the people before us, they left plastic. We didn't realize it. Left plastic like all over near the fire pit. Like they had opened up.
Who does that?
I know. They opened up the like firewood plastic wrap stuff and just like left the plastic there. And so we cleaned that up. And
the spirits were pissed off.
Yeah, so it was chill the rest of the time. But yeah, that is my haunting story in the woods in the Blue Ridge.
Honestly, I don't know what we're meant to do with you. I think we need to send you to like a shelter or something, like free to a good home. I'm going to put you under the free tree. That's crazy, girl.
That was fun.
All right. Well, let's listen to some voicemails, baby.
Okay.
We actually have so many. So first of all, everyone who has called us recently, thank you very much. We're going to get through as many as we can today within reason. I think we're going to have time to do probably like two stories. Okay. We'll see. But let's do it. Let's listen to our first one.
Hey, witches. This is JRR on SFC with another haunted story from my childhood in a little California seaside town. It's not a happy story. In fact, it's a decidedly sad one. But sometimes ghost stories are melancholy. When I was young, there was an adult in my family who I'll call Peter. Peter was one of the smartest, sweetest human beings you could ever know. He was a musician who played drums with a natural rhythm, and his private school education back east meant he could talk to me about my Latin homework as easily as he could talk about the bass lines in the music I was listening to. Peter struggled with addiction his whole life. He would take gigs out of town and then go on benders for days afterwards. Finally coming home shamefaced and repentant after we'd burned up the phone lines, trying to see which of his friends he might be staying with or who had seen him last. He always said that our home was where his heart was, and he promised it wouldn't happen again. One year, when we were putting an addition onto our house and the adults of the family were doing as much of the work as possible themselves. This included Peter doing almost all of the digging of the foundation. We have pictures of him still, smiling and sweaty in his ragged purple work t-shirt, piles of dirt behind him after a long day of hard labor. Then he took a gig out of town and he did not come back that night or the next day. I was a kid at the time, and as often happened when he did return, there was no big family fight. He was just back and we carried on. I was deeply relieved when I heard him digging on the foundations outside and saw him on the work site, work shirt drenched in sweat, wiry drummer's arms lifting shovelful after shovelful of dirt to finish the foundation digging so the contractor could do the next phase, which was pouring concrete. And that's why I didn't understand it when a day later, Peter came in the front door, shamefaced and repentant, as he had done so many times before, as if he had just come home that moment. Peter was never the same after that particular episode, almost like he had given up even trying to live straight. He ultimately left our family a year or so later when his addiction became too much, and he lived in a variety of rehabs or homeless shelters, ultimately dying of an overdose in a ratty squat. But I know the truth. I know that whatever trip he was on the night before he showed up to shovel and sweat on the addition to our family home, he literally gave up the ghost, which came back to the home where it was the happiest. Some crucial part of his soul tried to make it back, but his body wasn't ready to follow. And the years afterward, it's a prolonged curtain call. His spirit had already left his body and tried its best to fit back into the home where his heart truly belonged. Because I know I saw him, shovel in hand, digging away to help build our addition the day before his body came back. So that's Peter's story. It's not part of a spooky aesthetic or a grab your girlfriend's hand or haunting, but it is a story about a ghost. His ghost trying to get home. Love you all. Blessed be.
Oh, that's horrible. So sad.
Oh, no. Are you crying?
No, I'm good.
Oh, it sounded like you were crying for real. I was like, no, don't cry. That is so sad. But also, like, that's so real, too. You know what I mean? Like, how we as people can just connect so much with, like, a space, even if we're not there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's so much beauty in that, that even though he was struggling, that's his home, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's... Ugh. So sad.
JR.
So sad. All right, let's listen to the next one. Hopefully this ghost story will be more upbeat.
Oh man, you guys got a voicemail message now. Moving on up. Yeah, I was just listening to your latest coffee talk on the 13th here. And the one gal was telling her story about how she couldn't get like her Ouija board to work. I don't know why, but the thought in my head just went, did you try unplugging it and plugging it back in?
Like, I don't know why, but that popped into my head. Like, I don't know. I'm stupid. But
oh, hey, it's Paula again. And I wanted to tell you guys another story.
Yes, please.
So I guess you could say it's a ghost story. Anyway, I recently went on a trip to Japan, like in December, and preparing for that trip, like took a lot of time. And I wasn't doing my normal kind of rituals and offerings that I do for my ancestors at my little ancestor altar there, just because I was, and then Christmas and all that stuff. So I kind of put it on the back burner and ignored it. So fast forward a little bit, New Year's Day this year, I did my little offering, lit candle, the specific candle I have, burned incense, had an offering, the whole nine yards. And then that night, I woke up a handful of times because it just sounded like there was like movement and stuff in the house when we leave our bedroom door open. And it just sounded like there was somebody or something downstairs just kind of moving, just not, I don't know. It was just, I heard all this stuff and I was like, oh, dude, Lloyd, our cat. And I was like, oh, he's, you know, having kitty cat rodeos at night. But then I realized he was on our bed. I just kept hearing movements. And then I woke up again and it sounded like our ceiling was creaking. And nope. I've never, ever, ever happen
that's
before.
That's one personal life.
So the next day in the morning, I told my husband, I was like, hey, did you hear any weird last night? Or, you know, because this happened to me. I this, that, and the other. And he goes, you know, actually, because he was up later than I was doing something. And I went to bed and he goes, you know, he goes, when I was sitting watching TV, he's like, I did hear just random noises around the house. So I guess, you know, my ancestors, I guess, were saying thank you, or they were just super stoked that I finally started recognizing them again. Yeah, that's my story. Thought that was pretty cool. So love you guys. Bye.
But then Paula said to herself, nay, nay, I need to call back 3 minutes later. So let's see what else Paula had to say.
Hey, it's Paula again. I don't know if my dumbass had my whole story on there, if I got cut off and I just didn't hear the beep. But if I didn't, and you decide to air this, tell me and I can de-nail it or whatever, baby, if you guys
listen,
actually
I love
care
you pull
to hear
back.
It. So, yeah. Love you guys.
I'm actually so fucking obsessed with that. Like, Paula voicemail.
Paula's amazing.
Thank you. That was so good. That was so good. Paula, if you're listening to this, and I'm going to assume that you are, that beep didn't happen because you hung up the phone exactly 1 second from the 3 minute countdown.
Impressive.
You're a woman of efficiency.
She's a witch.
She's a witch. I'm so obsessed with that. Okay, we got time for one more. Let's do it. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Michaela. I love your podcast. I've been listening for almost 2 years now. I just wanted to say that. But I have this like story. My friends own a crystal shop in the town I live in, Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania. It's called Pink Moon Collective. And we were all hanging out after hours at the shop like we do when we have like an event that day. And we were just talking, and their shop is very like pink and girly pop. So like they use like a flower crown to decorate, to put on top of this like 3-tiered tray. And it was like tied on and heavy and like leaning backwards. And we're like talking all three. There's the one owner, Mandy, was there. The other owner, Lisa, wasn't there. And then another girl who the hairstylist in town was in. We're all talking and chit chatting. And from my peripheral vision, I see this flower crown on the stand just like flip over the other direction and go whoop, onto the floor, like in a way where it didn't just fall, because it would have hit other things going down and we would have heard it hit like other crystals and stuff that are on that table, because they have a whole bunch of small tumbles and carvings on the table, so it would have taken things out with it. They weren't heavy pieces. Mm-hmm. But it just went like whoop, onto the floor, and we were like, what? And that crystal shop used to be the town's jail way, way long ago, but it doesn't look anything like that. The only thing that survives from it being the town jail is the hatch in the floor, and that's how you get to the basement. But nothing freaky has ever happened or anything like unexplainable. I don't want to say freaky because it wasn't really scary. None of us got like bad vibes. We were just like, whoa, what? What happened? Like, can I help you? Who needs something? But again, my name is Michaela. I have socials, because he said to, that's the best way to go there. My TikTok is MomentoMori66, but I also have Tara by Michaela. Because of the wonderful ladies at the Crystal Shop, I have branched out into doing tarot reading professionally. They are at Pink Room Collective on all socials also as well. Hey, thanks, bye. I love you both platonically.
First of all, I just looked up Pink Moon Collective. It is so girly pop. Like, it is so cute. Like, actually so cute. Because obviously she said it was girly pop, and I was like, sign me up. What does that mean? And Robin's it is pop. Really fucking cute. It's really cute. So I'm obsessed officially. You have a fan.
oh, that yeah, that's cute.
Isn't it cute?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Also, the fact that there's like a basement that, first of all, just in general, basements that have to be
open with a hatch.
But no, it's a huge no for me. My grandma had one of those when I was a kid growing up, and it was so scary.
Yeah. I just like how spirits are over there playing frisbee with the flower crowns. And you gotta think that just grisly, like, men just being like, oh, look at all this girly stuff, and just, like, throwing flower crowns around.
Yeah. I don't know, man. This is so cute. I'm so obsessed. And I love that they're playing with flower crowns, and I love that this whole shop just exists and is like pink and cute and fun. Mm-hmm. Well, that's us for the day. That's as far as we're gonna go with stories. We still have so many more to catch up with. Thank you all so much for sending them, for getting them to us. Of course, we always want more, so send us more.
Maybe we'll do a big episode where it's just us listening to, it will be one of the main episodes we're just listening to voicemails to catch up.
That would be fun. We could do a Twitch live. We could do a live thing where it's nothing but listen-ins and it's just us reacting. That would be really fun.
That would be fun.
You guys will have to send us your voice notes. And again, Paula, baby, I'm obsessed with that follow-up. So thank you. Thank you for that.
I'm obsessed with her. I think she's the coolest. So,
yeah, I agree. Well, thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope to see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our websites for links to our submission forms, or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcultures.com to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on whatever you are listening on. Or if you prefer to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, episodes, have Spill the Milk Box, and a Discord.
Yeah, it's the best. And we'll see you guys there. Bye.
Bye.